Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Paul has survived an earthquake and is now staying in the home of his newest convert, the chief jailer who has just been baptized. Welcome to my series, Paul on a Mission, where he does not seem to be able to stay in one city very long. Let's find out if he can stay in this town with his newfound friends. The chief jailer was so ecstatic in his new life in Christ that he cared for Paul and Silas in his home until the chief magistrate came to deliver the final verdict. But the magistrate discovered that Paul was a Roman citizen. Oh, this was a problem because it's unlawful to beat or punish a Roman citizen without a proper trial. The magistrate came to Paul and appealed to him to leave the city at once. This put Paul back on his missionary journey, with the next town being Thessalonica. It was Paul's custom that when he entered the city, he first went to the Jewish synagogue to offer the joy of salvation to the Jews. He reasoned with them from the scriptures for 3 weeks, explaining and giving evidence that Jesus was the Messiah. Many believed in the word of Paul, including many Greeks and leading women in the community. The Jewish leaders became jealous and gathered a mob and went over and attacked Jason's house, the place where Paul was staying. They grabbed Jason and dragged him before the local authorities, making many demands. "These men who have upset the world have come here also, and they act contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there's another king, King Jesus." Paul once again found himself being whisked away at night so the crowds would not attack him. As he departed, he left behind a small group of believers that later he wrote a letter that's still in the Bible to encourage the believers he had left behind. Paul started his ministry by being lowered over the city wall in a basket to sneak out of town as others feared for his life. Now we find the same scenario repeated once again as he's forced to flee the city. Where will he end up next? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.